Some families are still waiting for the word they don't want to hear. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. The day after 19 students were massacred at their elementary school in Uvalde, Texas.
You know, I've been to the hospital, and all the victims there, you know, they didn't identify my granddaughter.
She's presumed to be among the victims murdered along with two teachers. The gunman, who was 18, shot and injured his grandmother before going into the school, going on the rampage. Law enforcement ended. Salvador Ramos
was killed by a member of an elite unit of Border Patrol agents. The agency tweeting this: upon entering the building, agents and other law enforcement officers faced gunfire from the subject, who was barricaded inside. That agent that killed the gunman was injured in the shooting, but is expected to recover.
Fox's Griff Jenkins.
Why are we willing to live with this carnage? Why do we keep letting this happen? Where in God's name is our backbone?
President Biden again calling for stricter gun laws, which many Republicans have resisted as restricting the rights of law-abiding citizens. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton says more security is needed in schools.
If they have a gun, they're going to get through one point of access. You've got to have either a police officer there or other people trained to react.
Paxton just won his GOP primary runoff in Texas, beating George P. Bush. Democratic Congressman Henry Cuellar declared victory in his runoff, but progressive challenger Jessica Cisneros, less than 200 votes behind, is not conceding. In Georgia, Republican Governor Brian Kemp won. An ISIS terror plot foiled.
An Iraqi citizen living in Columbus, Ohio, is charged with aiding and abetting a murder plot against former President George W. Bush and an immigration crime. According to Justice Department charges, documents, the individual launched the plot in retaliation for Iraqi deaths during Operation Iraqi Freedom.
That's Fox's Brooke Singman. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
We mentioned a few of the results from yesterday's primaries and said that Governor Brian Kemp won in Georgia in the Republican primary. He easily beat his Trump-backed challenger, David Perdue, by more than 50 points. Now, Herschel Walker, who the former president also endorsed, easily won his Senate race there, while in Arkansas, ex-Trump White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders easily won the GOP primary for governor. Now in Alabama, a congressman the former president endorsed, then unendorsed, Mo Brooks, finished in the top two of his primary.
There will be a runoff in the Republican Senate primary on June 21st. Senator Richard Shelby's former chief of staff, Katie Britt, got the most votes, but not quite half, to beat Congressman Mo Brooks.
We're going to continue this momentum. We have 28 days to make this happen. The image and future of the state is on the ballot.
The winner between the Republicans will find Will Boyd, an Alabama minister, on the Democratic side of the ballot in November. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stocks could drop. We have Dow futures down about 60 points. The day after the Dow rose a second straight time, up 48 points, but the NASDAQ, it dropped 270, giving back all of Monday's rebound and then some. In the NBA playoffs,
Doncic 1-6, Poole with a blitz and a long three. Luka
Doncic and the Dallas Mavericks stayed alive with a 119-109 win over Golden State, but the Warriors still now lead that series by a 3-1 margin. In the NHL playoffs, the New York Rangers beat the Carolina Hurricanes 4-1 to tie that series 2-2. Edmonton beat Calgary 5-3 to go up 3-1. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.